ॐ गणाधिमिनन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः अखण्डमण्डलाकरां व्याप्त येन चराचरं तत्पदां दर्शितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वाञ्छकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः I offer my respectful obeisances to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are like desire trees and who are oceans of mercy for all the fallen conditioned souls. Yasya prasadat agyopi sadhyak sarvagyatam rajatsa shi chaitanya devame bhagavan samprasidatu. May Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me, because by his grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. And I will read another first verse from this chapter. They are amazing first verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita, because it will remind us and give a little overview for this chapter. Sarvabhamagrihe bunjan svanindakamamogakam angikurvan sputam chakre gora svam bhaktavashyatam. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was accepting prasad at the house of Sarvabhama Bhattacharya, Amogha criticized him. At that time, the Lord also showed how much he was obliged to his devotees. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Vaishnavas has given Krishna Das the title Kaviraj, the king of poets, because Kaviraj shows top expertise in glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in structuring this jewel of a book in a very thoughtful way. And you can see how it looks, some things are chronological. And this chapter describes several pastimes, how devotees come to Jagannath Puri to see the Lord, how today's section that I was given is how Satyaraj Khan and Raghunandan and Ramananda Vasu, how they come to the Lord and they say, "My Lord, we are grihasthas and materialists." So I do not know how to advance in spiritual life. I therefore submit myself unto your lotus feet and request you to give me orders. So that's today's section. It also has the little story of the little Raghunandan. And then the end is what was in that introductory verse, Sarvabhauma arranging a feast for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Amogha criticizing Amogha, the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then what happens next? So he shows envy. So what connects all of these? What is the one thing that connects all of these stories? So answer to Satyaraj Khan, who says, "I'm at home, I'm absorbed in materialistic activity." It doesn't, when he says I'm materialistic, it doesn't mean that I think that matter is primary over spirit. It just means that he says he has to take care of too many material things, as he thinks. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives that famous answer about the Vaishnavas, so serve Vaishnavas. Chant and serve Vaishnavas, he tells him. Then Amogha, he criticizes the Lord. Then his father-in-law says, very the parents, they have a daughter. So what do they say? They don't curse him. They say, may our daughter become a widow. So they didn't say anything about him. They just said about their own daughter, right? May our daughter become a widow. Because in our home, that rascal, poisonous, envious Amoga criticized our Lord. And Saroma stopped eating. He didn't eat. And then in just a few days, all of a sudden, Amoga just falls with cholera. And cholera, you know, it's called Vishuchika in Sanskrit. Vishuchika means it cleans one out. And people die just of dehydration. Basically, everything, they're like a fountain. From each hole, it goes out. And people just die because of drying up. If you just pour enough water and something, you know, water with, even just water, not better water with sugar or salt, then they will survive, even without other things. But usually they die within the first 12 hours because of losing too much liquid. So he's lying with that, but you know, that's now, you know what it is. But before, it was a mortal disease. And even now, it's an extremely dangerous disease. It's very, I mean, very, very high mortality. It's about 50%, I think, mortality. Somebody has it. So, he is lying with cholera, and Saroboma says, ah, thanks God. What would be very difficult to arrange has happened on its own. And Saroboma, before that, he said, I would kill my... Amogha I cannot kill. He's a brahmana. I would kill myself, but I'm also a brahmana. Not suitable. So I'll just not eat. Anyway, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, puts his hand on Amogha's heart, and says, Amogha, this is Brahmana's heart. Supposed to be the purest place in the world for the Lord to stay there. Why do you let envy pollute your heart? And Amogha has a change of heart. And he becomes healed immediately. So don't worry, we don't have that, you know, some gruesome cholera cork. Curses. It ends very well here. But my question is, what do you think unites these stories? We have Amogha, envious, at the end. In the middle, we have family people from, what is this, Kardaha, advised to serve the Vaishnavas. And he asks also to take care of Vasudev Datta. He tells Shivananda Sen that Vasudev Datta is so generous that whatever he gets, he immediately gives out. He immediately spends in charity. So he says, can you please be the housekeeper, the accountant for Vasudev Datta? And he... Vasudev Datta, I liked how you said yesterday, Mahatattva Prabhu, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared himself to be property of Srivast Thakur. So I checked. He declared himself to be property of Advaita Acharya. He declared himself also to be property of Vasudev Datta. He says, you can sell me as you wish. Give me away as you wish. I'm your property. Because Vasudev Datta, he said that, please save the whole world. Take if their sins are an obstacle, put all the sins on me, but let everybody be saved. So, what do you think unites these verses? Is there any topic that is somewhat common to all of these stories? What is your idea? It's not like completely obvious, but It's going to come in this verse that that's on the board. We will read it. I mean, don't have to read. Just think, you know. Okay, serve the Vaishnavas. Vaishnava seva, yes. That's it's glorifies the Vaishnavas. And if the Vaishnavas are glorious, then which attitude did Amogha not have? Well-wishing. Respect, yes. This is what I'm trying to manipulate you into, answering this word, because this is actually what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in this verse to Ramananda Vasu and Sadhiraj Khan, who ask, how do we advance being absorbed in the materialistic activities? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are very famous purports here. He says, serve Vaishnavas. So obviously they chant and serve Vaishnavas. So they ask, who is a Vaishnava? Because there are many answers to that. Maybe they have a deity of Vaishnava at home. Or it says anybody who has even a piece of Srimad Bhagavatam at home, he worships Narayan. That's already, he's already a worshipper. So who are Vaishnavas? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here, he says that anybody who touches the name of the Lord, and there is 108, a very famous purport that regardless, diksha, initiation, no initiation, following preparatory processes, not following Purascharya, because traditionally diksha gives full effect if a person first goes through tapa, goes through preparatory austerity. So we have, you know, several years of following, and then it has full effect. Because sometimes it's very painful, actually. There's actual test before one actually is initiated. One goes through some deep, sometimes very painful inner work before one gets initiated. But then the initiation has a very big effect. I know in my own experience, initiation was a total transformation for me, even though devotees were warning always that don't expect too much from initiation. It's just the beginning. It's not a magic thing, but for me it was one of the most magic days in my life. It was every second I can describe it was a miracle. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that it does not depend on Purascharya. It does not depend on Purascharya. So therefore, anybody who even once chants the holy name, he's a Vaishnava. So you respect them. Yes, respect. So finally, we can get to the verse. It's not the end of the time yet, so... Ata eva yangra mukhe eka krishna namam. What means eka? Yes. Seito vaishnav koriho tanghara sammanam. Ata eva yang ramukhe eka krishna nama. Seito vaishnav koriho tang harasammanam.
Seito vaishnav koriho
tang harasammanam. Ata eva yang ramukhe eka krishna nama. Seito Vaishnav Koriho Tanghara Sammanam. Somebody else would like to turn? Ata eva yangra mukhe eka krishna nama. Ata eva Seita Vaishnava Kariho Tanghara Sammana.
Atayva
Oh, okay, somebody else?
Ata eva yang ramuk eka krishna nama. Seita vaishnava kaika tanghara sama.
Ladies, please, somebody.
Ata eva yang ramuk eka krishna nama. Seita vaishnava kariha tanghara sama.
Ata eva. Therefore. Yang ramuke. In whose mouth?
Eka.
One. Krishna Nama, the holy name of Krishna.
Seita Vaishnava,
he is a Vaishnava.
Koriho,
offer
Tanghara
to him.
Sammana,
respect. Translation and purport, but he's doing Krishna Prabhupada. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then finally advised one who is chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Okay, Prabhupada makes it more specific here. Is understood to be a Vaishnava. Therefore, you should offer all respects to him. Sammana, so full respect. Purport. In his Upadeshamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami states, and Upadeshamrita is all process condensed into just 11 verses, seven of which give the full sadhana.
Krishnete yasya giritam manasa driyeta dikshasti chet.
An advanced devotee, should respect a person who has been initiated by a bona fide spiritual master and who is situated on the transcendental platform, chanting the holy name with faith and obeisances and following the instructions of the spiritual master. That makes it easy. Then for me to respect somebody, you must be on the transcendental platform, okay, chanting with faith and obeisances, and following the instructions of the spiritual master. Ha ha, so I am free. I can go around. I can go around. Are you on the transcendental platform?
Srila
Bhaktivinoda Thakur comments that serving Vaishnavas is most important for householders. Whether a Vaishnava is properly initiated or not is not a subject for consideration. This was specifically mentioned by Srila Prabhupada, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the previous verses. 108. One may be initiated and yet contaminated by the Mayavad philosophy, but a person who chants the holy name of the Lord offenselessly will not be so contaminated. After all, how do you know? For me, that might be my first initiation in all my millions of lives. And for somebody, they have been already initiated, you know, 3 times, 10 times in the previous lives. It can be. A properly initiated Vaishnava may be imperfect. Can you imagine? But one who chants the holy name of the Lord offenselessly is all perfect. Although he may apparently be a neophyte, he still has to be considered a pure unalloyed Vaishnava. It is the duty of the householder to offer respects to such an unalloyed Vaishnava. Okay, I'm a brahmachari, at least nominally. So I guess that also makes me free, right? I don't need to offer any respects. I can just walk around without caring for anybody. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. Srila Prabhupada quotes Upadeshamrita here, and this is, I remember when I was studying Upadeshamrita in one of my Bhakti Shastri courses under Banusami, he brought our attention to one very interesting structural characteristic of the Upadeshamrita, because what is our main process in this yuga? It is? Yes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the main thing, this is the positive thing, this is how Srila Prabhupada starts the movement. There in New York, in this Thompson Square Park, there, the municipality of New York City put a plaque with the words that this is a special tree, because A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has started his Hare Krishna movement here. And the Hare Krishnas are still coming here to offer respects to that tree. That's true. That's how Prabhupada did. So by chanting, and that was his, so positive. And this is the main thing we invite people to do. the positive process of chanting. We know that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that he is ready to open hostels, like an ashram, ashrams for youth hostels, for Westerners, where he is ready to serve meat if they are too attached, as long as they chant Hare Krishna. So if they chant Hare Krishna, he will arrange for meat diet for them. In fact, it's described in Bhakti Vikas Maharaj's brilliant magnum opus, Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, that when that governor came to Mayapur, they actually invited one, I think, Muslim cook, some cook, which had to cook something that we don't usually cook. Also, unusually, we don't cook. We actually never cook things that he cooked for the governor. So you can see Srila Prabhupada begins with the positive, and Jai Shri Panchatattva Ki Jai. And this is quite in the mood of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in the mood of our sampradaya, our process, bhakti. Bhakti is not minus, bhakti is plus. Bhakti is plus Krishna. I even heard recently in that very interesting session of questions and answers, controversial questions and answers, that apparently Srila Prabhupada wanted to have a smoking room in the Bombay temple. Did you hear this? Because some people are too attached to... Of course, that was, you know, that was 1970s when smoking was, even in the plane, you could not avoid, right? Now they are forced, you know, even in the long 8-hour flights, they are forbidden to smoke. I think some airlines, they at least offer, I think, nicotine, whatever, patches or tablets or something, so that they don't freak out. But it's an addiction people are dependent, so therefore Prabhupada considered that even addicted people, let's give them the chance. Let's have a smoking room for them. Ananda, what do you think? Do you Fortunately, times have changed. And it's already unfashionable, very unfashionable.
Rave room.
Ah, that's here. Rave room. We have raves here. Yeah, some Ekadashis we have. Lalit Govinda Prabhu and others they had sometimes. Yes. But Bala Maharaj brought our attention to one interesting point, that even though Hare Krishna is so central to everything we do, it is not brought up in Upadeshamrita until, as a process, until verse 7, as a practice which we perfect, which we are supposed to perfect, until verse 7. So he says, maybe it has a meaning that it is brought only in verse 7 after we are given this verse, quoted by Srila Prabhupada here, and the next verse, that first of all, offer respects to everybody who has Krishneti Yasya Giri, who has at least once Eka Krishna Nam, who at least once chanted Hare Krishna, not even Hare Krishna, just Krishna. Then offer obeisances, Dikshasti Chet, Pranati Bhish, Chabaranda Misham, if somebody has initiation and worships the Lord, that we can physically offer obeisances, that means we can have close association. And if somebody bhajanta misham shushushaya bhajana vigyam ananyam anya nindari shunya hridam ipsita sangalabdha, that if somebody is we should eagerly seek association with a person who is characterized with three qualities, that he is bhajana vigya, he knows the science of devotional service, ananya ananyam, he is dedicated, the work of his life is bhakti, he has no other shelter than bhakti. The second is pure devotion. He dedicates himself to bhakti as the process of perfection. Right, that's the idea. Pure devotee in that sense. And also, nindadi shunya hrida means that he has no inclination to criticize others. So for such person, we want to associate as much as possible. Shushushaya. Again, slushati, shushushaya.
That's the description of Uttamadika, right? Isn't
it
the advice that we seek after the body to serve?
Yeah.
So much to associate
with. Ipsita sangha labdhya. Ipsita sangha labdhya. Not everything comes out completely in the literary translation, yes, but if you go into the commentary and word for word that he gives, you can see that there are more things. Yes, serve, of course, serve. And service begins with shushushaya. Shushushaya means obedience. Poslushnost, slush, yes, same root. Poslushnost, poslushanya, and slushati. Yeah? Shushushaya, same word. Sanskrit too, shushushaya. And yes, because serve, how do we serve? We ask how do we serve, and that's the beginning of service, right? Because what's declared by Krishna to be the top best dakshina to the spiritual master in the 11th canto of Gita. It says jnana sandesha, which Sridhar Swami explains as giving him a chance to speak about Krishna. It means ears, Niranjan Swami, I remember this, he's often asked, how do we serve? How do we please a pure devotee? He says, give your ears. Because he wants to glorify Krishna, right? He wants to glorify Krishna. So give your ears. Doesn't sound very scary, is it? I mean, not the, like, ears attached to the, to the head, together with the head and everything else. Not separate. Then the next verse says, Drishtai sabhavajanetai vapushascha doshair na prakritatamiha bhakta janasya pashyet gangam basu Buddha, nakalu buddha peyena pankair brahma dravatvama bhagacati nira dharmai. It says that the next thing is na pashyet. One should not look at the Vaishnavas with the material vision, disrespecting their bodily or character defects. Even character defects can be there. Bhakta Jana Parashila Prabhupada writes pure devotees, but it includes also neophyte pure devotees, as Prabhupada mentions here. Bhakta Jana, just Bhakta Jana, devotees. And it's in the Sabhava. Vapu is body, some defects in body. And Sabhava is character. So because of some past karma, person, you know, might have been brought up in a rough way. In a rough way, right? And we can... yesterday in Harinam, I actually thought about a sad phenomenon. I think the world has changed. People smile much less. Isn't it? I don't know. 10 years ago, people were smiling much more. It feels like Russia. Because it's a tough life there, you know. If you smile, it's strange. So it's also in India. It's very, very, very strange. In India, they also don't smile like they used to. Before, they were always smiling. Then, 5 years ago, they smiled, but not so much. Now, they're all, you know, poker-faced. Hare Krishna. I think America is the last pocket where people still smile. Okay, somewhere in Europe also, West Europe is still smile. So, I may have... Okay, so if I am from the smiling part, I can think, oh, this guy is never smiling, you know, he must be strange. But he just grew up in a place where they don't smile. Or I can be from a part where they don't smile, and I think, why is he smiling all the time, you know? This is not a sincere smile, it's a rubber smile. Yeah, I can criticize, but this is just, you know, the habit of the subtle body. It's just a habit, you know. So it can be even a defect. The acharyas in the commentary to that verse 6 say can even be a defect like anger. A defect like anger. Because maybe a person may be trained like that. You know, that this is the proper model of behavior, that you immediately discipline others by showing your dissatisfaction. Maybe the person is struggling with this, but at any rate, we do not judge the person by these characteristics. We judge the devotee by the fact that they are a devotee. And therefore, just like Ganga can be dirty, or the Yamuna can be dirty in the season of, in the rainy season, it can have foam, can have so many things, but still, you can go and you can take a dip in the Ganga or the Yamuna. I have a personal experience, many of you probably also. And you factually feel purification. You feel this subtle influence of the spiritual, purifying, holy nature of this water. So in the same way, a devotee is a devotee. He may be, of this character or of that character, but they can give unlimited blessings. Every devotee can give unlimited blessings. The worst devotee can give unlimited spiritual blessings. Can you give an example how a worst devotee can give you unlimited blessings? A simple example, very, very simple. Anybody has something in mind? Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he used to have these 4 points about building a community. And he gives one thought that we should keep in the back of our mind, talking to each other. He says we should think, this person could be the one at my deathbed chanting Hare Krishna, helping me to go to Krishna. So I better be kind to him, but I better be good in relating to him. Because the worst devotee can chant Hare Krishna as I die, right? And that can help me to remember Krishna. We know many cases when some drunkard in a bar directs somebody to the temple, and somebody becomes a devotee. Yeah. So somebody just says, "I've heard more than one story like that. That they were together in a bar with a friend, and the friend said, as far as philosophy is concerned, these Hare Krishnas, they're the best." And the guy, yeah, what is this Hare Krishna? Let me go and check. He goes, checks, and he becomes a devotee. So, did he get unlimited blessings from that drunkard? What do we call him? He's a drunkard. But he has some appreciation. He said Hare Krishna one time. And unlimited blessings flow from that. So, Rupa Goswami in Upadeshamrita 5 says we externally behave respectfully, cultivate respect, and in verse 6, this is the in the course of Nectar on Upadeshamrita, I usually call this the threshold or the mountain pass. How do you call the mountain pass? When you reach, then after that it's already how? Sedlo. Prelas. Prelas, okay. Prelas. Prelas. So if you reach there, then from there it's already smooth sailing. It's already, so that's the vision. First is cultivation, and second, not pashit. That's how you see. That's internal, how you internally see, defects and natures of others. So this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends here. And then only after that, Rupa Goswami describes the cultivation of the holy name. So Bhanu Maharaj points out that maybe it will actually work. It will actually, we can actually access the nectar of the holy name after we have learned respectful dealings with the Vaishnavas. Not only dealings, but also respectful vision. Not only outside, but also inside. And then we have the next year, they come, Satyaraj Khan comes, and he says, asks the same question, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the next answer, one who always chants. Here he says one time. Next, always chants. And then third year, he says, one who makes, who inspires others to chant Hare Krishna. So that's all of you. You just go on the street and people say, oh, look, these are Hare Krishnas. And so, you inspire others to chant Hare Krishna. And then Raghunandan and Mukunda come. Mukunda, the famous one who fainted serving the king because he saw a peacock feather and remembered Krishna. And he had a son, Raghunandan, and he says, I'm not sure who is senior between you. And the father, Mukunda, says, Prabhu, I'm the son, Raghunandan is the father. How so? And so because Krishna, in the deity, he personally came and ate. You can still see that deity there in Kardaha, in Nadia. So also you can see how the father, and in India, and especially Bengal, you can see that there is definitely a hierarchy, and the son will respect the father very much, but the father shows more respect to the son. He says, he is my father. Because based on the spiritual relationship with Krishna. So again, the same topic, the same theme of respect. So in this way, we are trained here in Chaitanya Charitamrita through these beautiful nectarian stories. And the end of this chapter is the extreme negative example of Amogha. Extreme negative example of the envious Amogha who gets blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu anyway. Because he is a relative of Sarvabhauma. So he comes, he doesn't care, but he comes and he saves Amogha. He heals not only his cholera, he heals his heart and envy. Actually, when I was checking about that property, he says that in your village there was a great Vaishnava poet Gunaraj Khan. So, because of this, I am the servant of the last dog in your village. Which is quite inconceivable, you know? How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Lord, the Supreme Lord said, I am a servant, I am a property of the last dog in your village. Why? Because 200 years ago there was a big Vaishnava poet who glorified Krishna in your village. So your village is not ordinary. You have a special village. Hare Krishna. Fortunately, we don't have dogs here in New Yoga Pit. I don't even think we have rats here. Do we?
But would we have cats?
We do? Ah, those two there. Okay. Yes. Yeah, cats are given undue importance in the modern world. So, this is the task, and this is the factor which will decide: will we access the magic elixir of the holy name, or we will keep struggling life after life? Our attitude towards any Vaishnavas, even if they just said the holy names one time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shivasadi Gaura, Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Questions, comments? Yes, they were at the room.
Since you mentioned the controversial
yes. This is my perfect object of criticism, you know. The critics. I love to criticize the critics. Which probably shows that that's my secret vice. my secret inclination. Narada Purana, Yamaraj says that anybody who points out, Papa Gananam points out defects of others. If the defect is true, factual, gets the same punishment as the sinner. And if the defect is imagined, he gets the double punishment. And the sinner gets his reaction reduced in half, if it's true.
Sweet deal.
So I love to speak about this, but then I think if I'm so critical of the critics and they have collected the sins of everybody, maybe that's why I'm not advancing. Maybe that's what holds me back. Anyway, in his purport to verse 5 in Upadeshamrita, Srila Prabhupada speaks about sahajiyas who chant Hare Krishna, but who do drugs, who engage in illicit sex. So at least these two defects are mentioned. And he says, so therefore, we avoid close association with them. We avoid close association with them, but we respect them in our mind from a distance. Right? From a distance. So therefore, you know, those who are like that, then we can... So it depends on your relationship with them. If these are, you know, somebody like Ritwik or somebody, then we just avoid them. You know, we don't need to go to these garbage websites. It's unbelievable how they can find garbage in a. It's like, you know, you have a acres of roses, but out of acres of roses, they will find one little spot where a cat pooped. It was the only thing they will, and sometimes it's even imagined. It's even like one devotee who loves to go to those sites. He came to me and he said, "I'm worried. You know, this Swami, he's such a good Swami, he's so glorified. Why does he have such a small shika? Come on, guy, where is your shika? Do you know what it is to keep a shika after you are 30? You know, I just, the hair doesn't grow, you know, so easy. You see that our Indrajyotana Maharaj, to avoid all of these happy... He even has to, you know, like grow shika from somewhere from here to have something. So they must find something, right? What kind of criticism is this? I'm sorry, again, I got into this, criticizing the critics. Hare Krishna. No, he's chanting, they're chanting, okay. Hare Krishna. So that we avoid, and if they are our friends, then we can tell them that, first of all, do you suggest we should do something about this? In other words, is it just criticism or do you want to actually do something nice? And make it known that you do not enjoy, gossiping about negative things. And in my experience, it works. They, after a certain time, they get it. You don't like. And they find somebody else. I know one friend who has tough physical condition. And it makes him notice a lot of black shadows and shades in the world. And I know one other devotee who complains that this person always comes and brings me terrible black stories, dark stories of, you know, this, that. I don't know. Every time I see this person, he brings me some wonderful news. To that person, he tells, now I'm boasting, Hare Krishna. To that person, he tells bad stories. To me, he always says some such inspiring, encouraging, good news, which I like. But the point is that if you make it known that you do not enjoy, you don't like, you do not relish garbage, then they don't discuss it with you. That works. Is it okay?
Yes, thank you. It seems that we have a bit of a circular situation here, because on one hand, we're supposed to... The description is that if we build up that respect, then we have a smooth sail forward. On the other hand, I can't remember whose commentary there was, but I remember reading a commentary from one of our acharyas. Commentary on the, I think it was a verse from the Bhagavatam somewhere. That if how does a Kanishtha become a Madhyama? That somewhere or other Kanishtha becomes attached to the starts to value the Krishna consciousness, having engaged himself in the process, starts to value Krishna consciousness, starts to value the deity, the temple, the sadhana, blah, blah, blah. And then starts to value Vaishnava Sangha eventually, because that Vaishnava Sangha, the person realizes that by the mercy of that Vaishnava Sangha, I actually am guarded against elements that will actually drive me away from these things that I have grown to be attached to.
Yes, thank you. Where's the circular?
Well,
reasoning.
In one case, you first become respectful, and then you sail forward. But here, first that you sail forward, and then you become respectful.
In the 11th canto, this is the comment of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, where he says that by... So what's the definition of the Kanishtha Bhagavat? Archayam eva haraye pujam ya sraddhaye hate natad bhakteshu chanyeshu sabhakta prakrita smrita. One who does puja to the archa, means in the temple, official form. We usually translate the deity, but it can also mean some, you know, like the holy name, right? Wherever, or for Muslims or Sikhs, it's the Granth Sahib. You know, the book, whatever, some official form. But not to the bhaktas and not to anyeshu, even to the others. So this is a beginner prakrita. It's a materialistic devotee. And Bhaktisiddhantaji says that such a materialistic devotee should not stop deity worship. Also in 329 in the third canto, Kapila Shiksha, last chapter. It says that he should not, doesn't mean he should stop deity worship. In fact, just recently in Aghasura Vadha Lila, we hear that the form a devotee, even Prahlad, the form of the Lord he meditated upon was the deity form. It's a spiritual form which should be meditated upon. And it's the Archa Vigraha is the mercy incarnation to make that complicated yoga meditation accessible. It's difficult to meditate just in the mind, but it's flickering, Jiva Goswami says, but when you look at the deity, you get this benefit of the yoga meditation. So one definitely should not stop it, but Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says after 100 lives of proper deity worship, one advances and develops respect, because it's part of the proper deity worship that you distribute prasadam. I mean, in our worship, what? We offer, dipam, goraya, and then Vaishnavabhya. Yes, we offer to the Vaishnavas. We worship all the Vaishnavas. And there may be some Vaishnava which we don't think is a very high Vaishnava. But we still offer. So gradually we advance. So the point is that, yes, we chant from the very beginning. Yes, we worship. We do bhakti in whichever way we can. However, if you want to know, you need some tip from the masters how to make a great leap forward. And this is the tip Rupa Goswami gives. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives, that you learn to see the spiritual side of every Vaishnava, to see that they are all Vaishnavas, and we learn to respect. Same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we chant every morning. Yes, kirtaniya sadahari, ihajani nanuraga, I have no taste, what to do? So, what to do? Trinanda pisuni chena, taro rivasa hishnuna, amanina manadena. Respect, right? Four qualities. This is the medicine, spice we add to. It doesn't mean we stop chanting, stop worshiping, stop, and then we go to the room and, okay, I respect even him, yes. That will not, especially if in a room, it's very easy, yes. If I'm close in the room, oh, I'm the kindest person in the world. No, we continue everything, but this is the advice we are given, that here, if we pay attention to our attitude, then we can really speed up our advancement. This is the one thing that keeps us back. And then these respectful relationships, they can immediately let us through and go forward. This is what removes our false ego. That's what it is, false ego. You know, surrender means false ego. Anartha Nivritti means give up all the false ego. Is it okay? Thank you. Mahaprabhu Gaurabrahma?
I was listening down in the kitchen, and I think it's about Satya Rajkan, these three kind of spiritual.
Yeah, was it there also in the kitchen? It was also there in the kitchen. I'm joking. Yes.
I didn't saw him.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I was thinking that it's, this concept is, I like it very much, but it seems very unpractical, no? Because it's very vague, it doesn't describe spiritual credentials in a practical way. So I don't know, how can we conceive these things? Because usually in religion we are more pragmatical, showing some material abilities which can be donated in some practical service and so on. How can we conceive this kind of charisma?
It's, in my opinion, it's very extremely specific. It says mukha, mouth, right? It's a physical location. And eka Krishna nama, one name of Krishna. Bas, that's it. Very, very, I mean, very measurable. Very objectively observable. In the mouth, one name of Krishna. Of course, some people try to say, no, that means pure name of Krishna, right? Only pure name. And if not, say Krishna, nah. It's not pure enough. But it's not what Mahaprabhu is saying. And again, Shilap, it doesn't mean that we share in bad habits of these drunks who sing Hare Krishna in Prešernov Trg. We may not want to, you know, go to the pub with them. So this is what Prabhupada says. We admire the fact that they chant, but we do not associate closely. So if somebody does not behave, dikshasti chat. So close association, somebody who follows, actually. But the lifestyle. Somebody who doesn't follow the lifestyle, then we respect in the mind, and we don't have, as a very fortunate, extremely fortunate person. They are extremely fortunate person. They are actually, you know, most probably, if nothing else, next life they are, maybe this life they are devotees. Like we hear, why Suruchi and her son Uttam died. Because they offended a future Vaishnav, Dhruva Maharaj. When he became a Vaishnav, it became a Vaishnav aparat. And it destroyed them.
What's the source of that? I was just looking that up and I couldn't find it.
Jiva Goswami's commentary, maybe even Prabhupada's commentary in that.
It's not
Prabhupada's? It's after.
That,
it's when she burned. It's when she burned. If nothing else, it's in Jiva Goswami's Krama Sandarbha. Definitely, it's there in the commentaries, Charya's commentaries. So it's practical, but also practically, it's graded, right? So it's not naive. Again, it's not in. Because in the modern Western type of mentality, we tend to be very two-bit intelligence. No, two-bit means dual binary. Yes, binary. Yes, no, black, white. You know this joke that there are 10 kinds of people: those who know binary calculus and those who don't. we tend to be very, very binary. So either I respect, and that means I do everything with this person, or I disrespect completely, and that person is a schmuck and nothing and whatever. Black or white, yes. But maturity, that's the definition of maturity, that you find that there are many, many gradations, and also our relationships are very nuanced, can be nuanced with different people. So we this is also the trick, respecting even those who are not respectable in their behavior. I mean, and again, we don't take the bad side, we don't smear ourselves with their bad habits. Also, at the end of Uddhava Gita, also 29th chapter, as in the third canto, Krishna tells Uddhava that, Uddhava, this is the best sadrichana, this is the best sadhana, that everybody you see, you offer obeisances to, without shame. Don't feel embarrassed in front of your friends. You go on the floor, offer dandavats, even to a dog eater, to a donkey, or to a dog. And then, this is, he says, the quickest way how you can remove your false ego and be free from the obstacles of envy, rivalry, and abusiveness. Abusiveness, how do you? So it's explained that envy to the seniors, rivalry, it's all three types of envy, but envy to the seniors, rivalry with the equals, and insult being rough with the juniors, whom you can be rough to, abusing them. So by such behavior, you very quickly purify the heart from these inclinations. That's how Krishna concludes his instructions in the Uddhava Gita. He says, this is the best sadhana. And anyway, this is my very cherished topic. And Jiva Goswami in Bhaktisandarbha comments that a devotee, so jnanis practice something similar, but Jiva Goswami says that how devotees practice this. Devotees practice thinking that Radha Krishna is in the heart of everybody. Radha Krishna are in the heart of everybody. Yesterday, as we were passing that fish bank where people drink wine, I tried to meditate. And it's tough, to meditate that Radha Krishna is in their heart. Okay. But then somehow or other I had a new sort of realization that it's not that there are many Radha Krishnas in everybody's heart. It's the same Radha Krishna. It's my Radha Krishna, but they are sort of like manifested or reflected, or it's one Radha Krishna, but they are, I don't know how you call it. It's the same Radha Krishna, but they are also present. It's my Radha Krishna. And then the Harinam took on a new taste for me. And the people started looking much more attractive to me. In Vrindavan, I don't know if I told you, in Vrindavan, I try to sometimes do this. Purnachandra Maharaj, I have heard this for the first time from Purnachandra Maharaj, and he said how he, in England, how he offered obeisances to a dog. In Vrindavan, I sometimes do this. Sometimes I have monkeys. So usually with monkeys, you come and you show that you are more macho than them. He's trying to, and you come and say, And they know, they can measure. They have the testosterone meter somewhere. And they, okay, all right. They leave you alone. But I tried also to offer obeisances. And that also works. I offered obeisances, and they, okay. they cool off. And there is a dog. Some dog came to Goshala, our Goshala. He's golden color. So every morning, when I come out of the door, he comes and offers obeisances. So I thought maybe he's just stretching in the morning. So then I offered obeisances to him. He immediately offered obeisances back, but he became so happy he started jumping and he almost. I checked like 5 times on different occasions in the day. I offer obeisances to him, he offers obeisances to me. Yeah. And he's not well trained. He always, he got already more careful, but before he was always trying to touch and jump and this is in ecstasy, So I chastise him. I tell him, look, you're a Vrindavan dog. You should understand. You don't touch people, Don't touch people. They go to the temple. So when I chastise him, then he again offers obeisances. I feel ennobled by his association. I feel he must be some special soul. Anyway, Krishna says false ego is removed. Mine is still intact, but I keep hope it will work. So thank you so much. Vancha Kalpatari. Best second.